It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Oh, yeah, just a different name, same show, same me, same everything, just a different name. Anyway, I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to our producer holding it down for us in New York City, Carlos Ortiz. And thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. This is when I get started, at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I hope you have had a tremendous Friday. I hope you're getting ready for the weekend. If you're not, I hope you're making money. Whatever the hell it is that you're doing, I hope you're having a good time or moving closer to one. Anyway, I'm going to have me a good time because, like I said, it's Friday, and we have had a busy week, and it's concluding with Tiger Woods making a cut at the Masters. Yeah. Yeah, man has played one round of golf this entire calendar year. Oh, keep the bed rolling. I love it. It's Friday. There we go. You don't know what you do. Tiger Woods makes the cut. Allen Iverson gets a statue. Kentucky gets a coach. Jalen Brunson has been called the best player in the Eastern Conference. Ipe Mizuhara surrenders to the feds. It's not how you want to start your Friday now, is it? Not with the feds. Now we can fade out. Victor Wembanyama, the NBA season is almost over. Regular season will be done on Sunday. We'll get ready for this ridiculous play-in action. Depends on what teams you're looking at. In the Eastern Conference, the play-in is a waste of time. In the West, man, we got the Lakers in the play-in. We got Golden State in the play-in. And so we're going to talk about a lot tonight. First of all, we got Kyle Tucker joining us from The Athletic next hour. We're going to dive a little deeper into the new head coach of the Kentucky Wildcats. He's a former Wildcat. He won a championship with the Wildcats. His name is Mark Pope. And so we'll have that conversation with Kyle Tucker next hour. In about 20 minutes from now, we're going to talk some golf. Oh, yeah. We're going to talk to Wes Reynolds, golf analyst for VSiN. He's going to come through and give us an update on what's going on. Bryson DeChambeau is walking around with furniture while he has the lead. I'll explain later. Tiger Woods made the cut. As I said, Scottie Scheffler is tied for the lead as well. He's trying to go for it. What a day. What a day, what a day, what a day. If you want to contact me here at Infinity Sports Network, you can go ahead and do so. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. Only thing changed is the name. We are still here. My name didn't change. I'm still JR. You can find me online everywhere at JR Sport Brief. That is at JR Sport Brief everywhere online. Social media, all of that good stuff. If you follow me, you will have already known everything for the most part that we will discuss today. It's real simple. Also, at the same time, you can always listen on the free Odyssey app, your local affiliate. You can also tune in Sirius XM 158. You can go ahead and holler at a smart speaker. Easy ways to get a hold of us here at the Infinity Sports Network. Carlos Ortiz, how the hell you doing? You good?
Everything's good, JR. My name didn't change. They still call me Carlos with a K. I'm better than Ipe. I'm not in jail. I'm better than Porter. I'm not suspended. I'm here with you.
Oh, wow. Damn. What a way to have a Friday, right? Surrendering to the feds? Like, who wakes up and thinks about it? Does anybody think about that?
Oh, I think about that daily, JR. You have no idea, man. The feds could come through any time.
What the hell do you be doing? You do wild things on the weekend.
Let's just say radio doesn't pay enough, my brother.
Oh, okay. I won't ask. I mean, you told this to a public audience. I won't ask any more questions.
I'm kidding. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Okay, yeah. Me too. I don't know a Fed. I've never met a Fed, never spoken to a Fed, never got a call from a Fed. But this is what Ipe is doing today. His bond, it's set at $25,000. I'm sure one guy who will not pay his bond, well, Shohei Ohtani is not going to pay his bond. We'll talk about Ipe Mizuhara, the stealing translator, later on in the show. This has been a busy week. And I just told you it's pretty much culminated with Tiger Woods making the cut at the Masters for the 24th straight time. Okay? This man has only played one round of golf this year. We know about his five titles at the Masters. He's currently one over par after 36 holes. He had to start playing golf at the crack of dawn this morning because of the weather issues yesterday. Here in Georgia, the weather is still nuts. As I look out the studio window, it's clear. It's partly cloudy. Blue skies and cotton candy white clouds. I think that's how they describe the clouds. It's beautiful, but it's still windy as hell. And so I know I'm here in Atlanta feeling the wind. I know in Augusta, they're feeling it too. And so Tiger Woods, he's a boss. Like, he's still doing this. Don't ask me how he's going to feel in the morning, but I know how he feels right now, knowing that he's going to continue to play and that he's one of the top 50 golfers out here right now. He spoke to ESPN after his second round, and this is what Tiger Woods had to say about making the cut for the 24th consecutive time.
It was a good fight. We did really well out there, and I'm still right there in the ball game with a great chance of going in the weekend.
And Tiger Woods is used to this. He's not just true to this. He's used to this. I told you about his five green jackets. I know the last one was the most dramatic of them all after all the injuries and the trauma and the back surgeries and the knee surgeries and just I can go on and on about Tiger Woods and his issues. But when you boil it down, Augusta, this is what he's used to. Listen to him say it.
This golf course will expose any weakness you have. The greens are they're quick right now, and this wind is all over the place. We have to play a lot of wind on putts, chip shots. Anything that basically gets in the air, it was a great test.
I told you it was windy out here. I told you it was windy. At least it's warm when you're in the sun. And this is the tricky part for Tiger Woods at this stage of his career. He said it. We played it yesterday. One day you get up, you feel great. The next day you get up, you don't feel so great. Especially when you've had multiple surgeries, multiple parts of your body, your back, you think about the torque. At one point in time in the second round, he had to stop. It looked like he put some cream, some icy hot on his back. Like, by any means necessary, Tiger Woods. I want you to hear this last clip talking about Augusta. Listen.
Well, I've been lucky enough to have been able to play this event for all these years, and you know, I did miss a cut. I was an amateur. yes, I did. So, now, but as a pro, I've done well, and it's just an amazing aura that Augusta National has, and I've been lucky enough to have been coming here since I was 19 years old.
The man is 48 years old right now. He's 48 years old right now. He done been through it all. At least he has some familiarity with what's taking place down in Augusta. I told you, Tiger Woods currently one over par after 36 holes heading into the weekend. Is he in a position to go out there and win? He got some catching up to do, a lot of catching up to do. But all things considered, he didn't have to drop out. All things considered, his legs are holding up as he has to walk around the course in the hills. All things considered, this is better than him having a flu like the last time he tried to play golf. Congratulations, Tiger Woods. This is a good first step for an old man. And damn it, now that I think about it, Tiger Woods is only a year older than Tom Brady. The same Tom Brady who decided to proclaim yesterday that, oh yeah, if I got a call late in the season, depending on the team and the situation, that I might entertain it. And I hope he was joking. Earlier in the week, and it's been a busy week. Carlos, can you imagine that? We had the men's national championship in basketball on Monday. It feels like 3 weeks ago already.
Yeah. We also had the Frozen Four just this week. There's a lot going on right now, JR.
Yeah, but that's the Frozen Four is active. I'm just thinking about this week. Like to think about the national champions on the women's side, they were crowned on Sunday. On Monday, the men were crowned with obviously UConn, the women on South Carolina. And it feels like so far ago. I mean, we had the eclipse. What day was that? Was that Monday, Tuesday?
The eclipse was Monday.
Eclipse is Monday, national championship Monday night. Tiger Woods is actually healthy enough to play golf. Ipe Mizuhara is getting kind of chopped down by the feds. O.J. Simpson passed away yesterday. It doesn't even feel like that's really in the news cycle, although you do have Caitlyn Jenner on social media defending herself about people coming at her about a car accident that she was in where people died. She's just like, listen, there's a difference between my car accident and O.J. Simpson. Please don't get it twisted. And how can I also forget, just this week, you got Coach Calipari. This man is gone from Kentucky. He's down in Arkansas. And then Mark Pope replaces Cal after many attempts at trying to lure in other coaches. Mark Pope goes and he takes over for Kentucky. All of this has happened just this week. And how can I even forget? We got a bunch of pitchers in Major League Baseball who just dropped like flies. We have heard from everybody and their mother. Even Mo Vaughn. I saw Mo Vaughn. Yeah, big old Mo Vaughn. Home run hitting Mo Vaughn. Even Mo Vaughn was giving his opinion on pitchers. I'm like, man, you used to abuse the pitchers. Yeah, you played baseball, but, I mean, man, when you go from Verlander's opinion on pitching to Mo Vaughn, you know you have a major problem in Major League Baseball. Busy week. And, man, by the time we finish through the weekend, how about this? NBA season is going to be curtains. It's going to be done. We're going to move towards the play-in. Victor Wembanyama is going to be done playing basketball on Sunday. What a cruel world that this is. I can't believe he played more than 70 games. Amazing. For Victor Wembanyama. One of the biggest concerns was durability, and man, he got the keys to everything. It might be too late, but maybe Wembanyama can give Tiger Woods some health advice on staying healthy. Anyway, we got a full show in store for you. I told you, we'll get into Wembanyama later on in the show. Talk about how amazing he is. He got a lot of compliments before the season. And now he's lived up to it throughout the course of the year. Of course, later on in the show at the end, I'm going to tell you about something that took place this day in sports. We have another prospect who is heading into the NBA draft from UConn. The NFL draft is coming up in about a month's time. Well, man, what am I talking about? Time flies. The NFL draft is coming up in a couple of weeks. And I can tell you about a few draftees that will not be in attendance. Bad Bunny, yes, the musician, is his agency. If you didn't know he had one, he does have an agency representing Major League Baseball talent. Bad Bunny is being punished by Major League Baseball, at least his agency is. We're going to talk about Kentucky's new coach, Mark Pope. We're going to talk about Rashee Rice. We're going to get into Ipe Mizuhara. We're going to talk more about Tiger Woods. As a matter of fact, we're going to do that on the other side of the break. West Reynolds is going to join us, golf analyst for VSiN, on the other side of the break. And then next hour, to take a look at what is going on with Kentucky, we'll talk to Kyle Tucker from The Athletic. Happy Friday to you. Happy beginning of the weekend. Get to the money. Get to the relaxing. Get to whatever you need to do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Don't move. It is the JR Sport Brief here on the Infinity Sports Network. Oh, yeah, I love this music. This is Friday relaxing music. Somebody who's probably relaxing right now, this minute, this second, is Tiger Woods. And why not? He made the cut at the Masters for the 24th straight time. To talk about Tiger Woods, everything going on at Augusta, who's in the lead to win, the odds and chances that Tiger might win, it's time to have a conversation with West Reynolds, golf analyst for VSiN. Hey, West, how are you?
JR, I'm well. How are you?
I'm excellent. Thank you for taking the time to hop on. First of all, are you hanging out down in Augusta? Or are you stuck in a room like me?
I am stuck in Las Vegas right now, so I am not down at Augusta. That certainly is a bucket list for me, but watching the tournament here as we finish round two out here in lovely Las Vegas.
Well, we'll get to Mr. Woods in a second. What is your overall on what we've seen so far, especially it looks like we got a tie here at the top of the leaderboard?
Yeah, look, Ed, the course has played very, very difficult. The fact that, I think it was the weather a little bit. We softened the course just for a couple hours yesterday. But otherwise, it's been firm and fast, kind of what we expected Augusta every single time. And the fact that, you're looking at 7-under is your leader right now. I mean, we're not in double digits or anything like that. The 5-over looks like it's going to make the cut here as of now. It's low 50 and ties. So, course has played very difficult so far.
Yeah, Scottie Scheffler currently in the lead, 7-under. Bryson DeChambeau is at 6-under. We're being joined by West Reynolds, golf analyst for VSiN. When you take a look, and now we'll get into Mr. Woods. He made the cut. We know he had to deal with the weather yesterday, pushed him back, had an early start today. We know he's day-to-day. What are your thoughts and observations on how he's been able to perform up until now?
I think he's probably went above expectations, actually, because it was minus money, which means it was a favorite for him at some shops to actually miss the cut. I didn't make that bet because I'm like, look, I'm not going against the guy. I don't care if he has zero good legs or one good leg or two good legs. I'm not going against the guy that's made the cut 24 straight times and now has officially broken the record at 25. There's just something about this place that gets him going. And look, I can tell that he's hurting, that he's laboring a little bit, because that's how it's going to be. That's just what we're going to have to get used to with Tiger, I think, is the new normal, is that he's going to be laboring. And he said it at his press conference down there at Augusta on Monday that, look, I heard everywhere. He wasn't being coy or, just kind of vague about it. He was like, yeah, my leg hurts, my back hurts, my ankle hurts, but he grinded it out and he was really good around the greens. And I thought that's what really got him to make the cut and got him in easily at 1-over par. Now, what we got to look at for Tiger this weekend is the body going to hold up for four rounds? Because it hasn't done it since February of 2023 when he made the cut at the Genesis Invitational out in Los Angeles at Riviera Country Club. So is that body going to hold up? It didn't last year. Remember, he made the cut on the number last year, and then the third round, he just couldn't do it. But I think the weather being better at least should be helpful, because last year you had a ton of rain down there.
Yeah, quite impressive for a guy who's only really played one round of golf this year before he got sick and had to go ahead and drop out. Now, having said that, and all of us having an understanding of his physical condition, West, it's an accomplishment that he's here. But you don't think he's going to win it, do you? I mean, nobody thinks he's going to win it but himself, right?
No, I don't think he's going to win it. Now, is that going to stop casual bettors from having somebody root for and maybe betting a very small increment of money to do so? Of course they're going to keep doing those because people want to root for Tiger. But no, I don't anticipate that he's going to win it. There's just too many players in front of him. The physical aspect that we talked about moments ago, but I just think that there are too many good players out there. But he's going to compete as hard as he can. But no, I don't believe he's going to win it.
West Reynolds is here with us, golf analyst for VSiN. You're listening to the Infinity Sports Network. We got Bryson and Scottie going back and forth here at the leaderboard. Earlier today, we saw Bryson kind of pick up a sign and move it out the way. Can you explain what the hell was going on there? The sign was in his way, right?
Yeah, I guess so. But look, they call him the Incredible Bulk for a reason. Just you know, moving obstacles out of the way. But I think the biggest obstacle that he's moved out of the way is his iron play, because we know that he can still bomb it off the tee. He's still one of the biggest hitters with driving distance on the tour. He's got a decent soft touch around the greens with his wedge game and chipping and with putting. But it's really been his iron play, because he has this new set of irons that just got approved, actually, by the USGA, the United States Golf Association, that's not even available. These aren't even on the market or available to anybody. And he got them clear, and they've been a little bit more forgiving if he gets a little off center on some of those approach shots. And that's why you see him tied for the lead right now, despite the fact he goes one over 73. It was anticipated that he was going to maybe give one or two back today, just because he putted the lights out on Thursday. And when you do that, oftentimes that very next round, you know, you just can't duplicate that. But you know, he's right there in contention for the weekend. And this is a guy that's been on LIV that's just kind of been okay. Hasn't been great. It's not like he's been winning every week or in contention to win every week. So, you know, a little bit unexpected, but he is a former major champion.
West, you talk about LIV golf. This is the type of tournament where we get a little bit of the meetings of the minds. The kids from the opposite ends of the lunchroom get together for a weekend here. Has there been any beefs? Have we heard any chirpings? What's going on? Anything?
I don't think so. I think a lot of that comes online on the social and whatnot. I don't think we've heard that much. Certainly the tension, I think, still exists, even though there are some guys that are good friends with each other. I know John Rahm and Tony Finau played in a group in the par three on Wednesday, but yeah, there's a little bit of competitive tension. I'm sure, you know, these LIV players want to play well, because there's only four times now. One of the unfortunate things about this year, there's only like four times right now where you get everybody kind of together, and that's the four majors, because you know, you have two separate tours. So, yeah, there's a little bit of that competitive tension, and I think the PGA Tour wants to show, hey, we're still the best tour in the world, and LIV obviously is the disruptor right now, and they want to show that as well.
West Reynolds is joining us from VSiN. It's been, it feels like, more than a calendar year that we've heard about this potential merger and the investment into PGA, and it's just sitting there, I guess, amongst lawyers right now. Is this something that you believe is ultimately going to come to fruition? It seems like ratings are dropping. There's major fractures. What do you think is the end result?
Yeah, I wish I had an answer for you here, because but that whole thing came out last summer with Jay Monahan, the PGA Tour commissioner, and Yasir, who is the head of the PIF, the Public Investment Fund in Saudi Arabia that funds LIV. And it looked like, okay, this is going to be imminent. And now it still hasn't happened. So there's still a bunch of negotiations. Tiger certainly is involved in this. A lot of the new PGA Tour board of directors, several of which are players, including Tiger. And they're still having those discussions. I know they met in the Bahamas. I think it was before the Players Championship or one of the Florida Swing events last month. So dialogue, I guess, is still happening, is what they say. But yeah, look, LIV, obviously their television ratings aren't that big
West, yeah, go ahead. Wait a minute. Television ratings for LIV? TV yeah. ratings on what, a CW, right? I mean, what?
They're not even that. I mean, sometimes when they go to a playoff, they get preempted depending on your CW affiliate for, you know, Big Bang Theory rerun.
Oh, my God.
Or Chicago Med or whatever those shows are. And then the PGA Tour ratings, as you mentioned, they're down 15%. So I think it's just the fans. It's not that the golf has been bad. It's just that the fans, I think, are tired of it. They're tired of everything just being about money, 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 and why isn't this guy playing in this event? Why is that guy not playing in this event? So it gets confusing for the fans, because fans don't care about the allure of how much money these guys make.
That's
fans
right.
want to see good golf shots and good sport competition, and that's it.
Without a shadow of a doubt, West Reynolds is here with us, golf analyst. You talk about the purse for this weekend. It's about 18 to 20 mil. Who's been disappointing so far over these past, I guess, 2 days? Who's not going to get close to that money?
Yeah, Rory McIlroy, I think, is the first one you want to point to, because he's been trying to win this career Grand Slam since 2015 because he had won all the three other majors, including the PGA Championship at Valhalla in 2014. It is hard to believe that Rory McIlroy, who hasn't like lost his golf game, he's still a consistent winner and a consistently good player. He has not won a major since 2014 and has been trying to win this one for the first time for this is 10 years now. And look, he's 10 shots back with still a few holes to play going into the weekend. So, yeah, Rory McIlroy, I think, is the first one. And then obviously Jon Rahm, who is the defending champion, who actually has played pretty darn well since joining LIV, even though he hasn't won an event yet. But Jon Rahm, major disappointment for a defending champion. Right now, as we speak, he's actually a shot outside the cut line.
Yeah, no fancy dinner on the way for Mr. Rahm. When you talk about Rory, he gets close, but close enough doesn't get the job done. At this point, you would have to think it's all in between his ears right now, no?
I think it has to be. I think it has to be because he has been working on his game, and especially on the iron shots, on the approach game, the second shot game. He actually came out here to Las Vegas and has made a couple trips to work with Butch Harmon, who's one of the legendary swing coaches of the game, works with a variety of players on tour. And it looked like last week down in San Antonio at the Valero, even though he finished a distant third, he really hit the irons well. And it's like, okay, he's ready to go. You know, his game is starting to all come together. And then had a decent round yesterday, kept it together, did shoot under par, didn't shoot himself out of the tournament. So you kind of thought, okay, he's going to make a little bit of move on Friday and at least get in the mix here for the weekend. And now he's 3 over par and 10 shots back. So I think it is mental. And I thought, you know, maybe he removed the distractions because he's kind of been the focal point or the voice in all this LIV versus PGA Tour stuff. And then he resigned from the board of directors in December. So, like, I just want to focus on golf. I just want to focus on winning the Masters and getting this career Grand Slam done and cementing myself as one of the all-time greats. But looks like we're going to have to go for an 11th time next year at Augusta National for Rory.
Yeah, he better hope that he can get it done before his back gives out on him. He's still got some years. Wes Reynolds is here with us, golf analyst for VSiN. When you think about the dudes who are at the top, we talked about it, Bryson DeChambeau, Scottie Scheffler sitting there. Who is your favorite to ultimately win?
Well, I think the betting market really is telling you that Scottie Scheffler is the guy to beat, and that's the same thing that they said before the tournament started. He's the world number one. He's number one in so many statistical categories on the PGA Tour. Strokes gained tee to green, strokes gained approach, strokes gained off the tee, you name it. He's probably number one or at the top, with the exception of putting. That's the one bugaboo for Scottie Scheffler, is he is a little bit down in the standings in putting. It actually cost him a couple weeks ago at the Houston Open, where he had a chance to make about a 5-foot putt to get into a playoff on 18, and he just missed it. And he'll do that from time to time. That's why I don't think this is going to be necessarily a runaway, but I think Scottie Scheffler is clearly the guy to beat. He was only 4-1. I mean, we haven't seen a favorite that low since Tiger was really in his prime. He was only 4-1 going into a tournament. Now he's about even money. I tend to think he's going to take it down, but the leaderboard is getting more compacted as the day ends here.
Yeah, I guess maybe for Scottie Scheffler, all of the chefs out in Augusta, they're going to have to get some more barbecue ready, I guess, right? Is that what it's looking like?
Yeah, some Texas barbecue. That might be the champion's dinner once again at Augusta.
It might. Hey, final question for you, Wes, before we let you go. Ultimately, yeah, everybody looks at Tiger and goes, yeah, it's nice that he's done this. When you think about his age, the injury histories, what it takes for him to get here, there's not another major. It's over. This is just competitive fire, right?
I think so. Look, he's still, of course, trying to chase Jack for the all-time major record. Huh. I think that's out of reach, but he's tied with Sam Snead, actually, for the all-time PGA Tour win. So if Tiger is going to win an event again, I think it's going to be maybe where the field is a little bit down and just a regular tournament. Maybe he gets it done doing it that way. We've seen guys – look, we saw Phil Mickelson at over 50 win the PGA Championship years ago. So I never want to say anything is impossible in golf, because we have seen players that are in their late 40s and in their 50s win on the PGA Tour. But, man, I just think that body is so ravaged right now. And Father Time is undefeated, and it catches up with everyone, including the great Tiger Woods.
Absolutely. Well, West, thank you for taking the time to join us. Where can people follow you, watch you, keep up with all of your work?
Yeah, my at my Twitter or X or whatever it's called now is at West Reynolds and then the number one. And then catch me on VSiN Live Monday through Friday.
Hey, West, thank you so much. And enjoy the rest of the golf and everything else coming your way this weekend, okay?
You bet, JR. Thanks for having me.
No doubt about it. That West Reynolds, golf analyst for VSiN. How could you not agree with him? Father Tom catches up to everybody. That's why when Tom Brady sits around and even pops up in what I assume is a joking manner and just tells everybody, oh, yeah, if I get a phone call, depending on the team, I could pick things back up and play. Like, man, you're 47. Tiger Woods, yeah, he's been in car accidents. He's playing golf. It's not easy on the joints, not easy on the bones, not easy on the ligaments. But, man, Tom Brady, somebody could fall on you. A 340-pound man could fall on you. And I know Tom Brady is smarter than the average quarterback or bear. You're going to get hit. You're going to fall. I don't want to hit the floor. I'm younger than Tom Brady. I don't want to fall down, man. It's a fear at this point of life. You fall and you've seen the commercial. You can't get up. Carlos, what is that? Is it Life Alert? No, not.
Yeah, where you fall and you can't get up and you got to press the little clicker for assistance. Yeah, that's Life Alert.
It's been named that for like a million years. Is that what it was in the 80s and 90s?
So that's the good question, because right. I'm not 100% sure. I think it was just I've fallen and I can't get up. Like, people knew that slogan.
Yeah.
But the actual Life Alert, I feel like that's a new thing.
Yeah, the commercial's back. What a treacherous commercial that was, wasn't it? Like, there's no way in hell that would be produced in 2024. An old woman at the bottom of the steps on her back in pain, telling everybody that she can't get up? That was an 80s, 90s special. We're too soft now. Can't show that in 2024. I'm going to look at the commercial when we hit the break. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. And it's time for a news flash. Here he is. It's Rich Ackerman. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Nothing changed but the name. That's it. Same me, same everything else. The only thing different is the name. Yeah, Infinity Sports Network. Hey, thank you so much. Before the break, joined by West Reynolds, golf analyst for VSiN. Came through after Tiger Woods made the cut here at the Masters, goes into the weekend healthy for now. Also for now, Scottie Scheffler, Bryson DeChambeau, just kind of kicking things back and forth at the top of the leaderboard. West believes that Scotty is best positioned to go out there and win. Something that he last did at the Masters here in 2022. And then they served barbecue at his champions dinner. Me and producer Carlos Ortiz, we prefer Puerto Rican and Dominican food, but we ain't getting no invite anyway. Carlos, you got a green jacket at home? Anywhere? Green jacket, any type?
No, I had green pants, though. I had these green turtle shell pants that were gorgeous until I spilled some bleach on it.
Turtle shell pants? What is? Help me out. I'm not a fashionista.
All right, so
what,
like
turtle shell pants?
Think of how a turtle shell looks. You know, it has like these little, like, you know, it looks like tiles on its back. So that was the kind of pattern that I had on those pants, man. They were jive.
The pattern was turtle shell.
Yeah, but it was also like this, like, olive color as well. So I called them my turtle pants.
The turtle pants. So these weren't like knee pads. These were
Nah. These were actual like gorgeous straight fit corduroy pants, man. I'm a man of fashion in the culture, JR.
I got a green jacket at home. It's like a fatigue jacket. Not necessarily gonna get me in at the Masters, but who am I fooling? I can't try.
It's confidence is key. So you know what we do, JR? When we walk in, we just act like we belong, people think we belong, and then we can sample to the Masters dinner.
I think visually we don't look like we belong.
I have no counter to that. You're absolutely right.
I'm just saying, Carlos, ain't nobody at the Masters dinner look like me or you. I think they spot us the minute that we showed up at the front door. It's okay. My green fatigue jacket and your green turtle pants with the bleach stain will get us in. It's okay. You know what? We can serve the food outside. We can make money that way. That'd be better off anyway. Everybody at the Masters got to eat. Only but so many people can go to the dinner anyway. I think that's a better idea. Hey, thank you so much to West Reynolds for breaking down what's going on with the Masters and Live and PGA, all of that beef that still hasn't been resolved, all of the ratings that are still low. And it caught me when he talked about Live and television. I had to go, wait a minute, Live and TV? Like, that doesn't go together. Live is on YouTube. It's streaming on YouTube. Think about this. They can't, well, they could if they threw enough money. They have enough of it. But there's not enough money for them to even get, like, traditional television broadcasting. Like, Fox is not going to pick up Live Golf, and CBS doesn't want to pick up Live Golf, and nobody wants the smoke or the protest that would potentially come from it. How dare, fill in the blank, XYZ station put this league funded by the Saudi government on United States television? It's on the CW. It's on like the CW app. I don't even think it's readily on whatever I think here in Atlanta, CW is 46. It don't broadcast. Live Golf? I mean, you can have a lot of money. I guess it doesn't buy you everything. Carlos, have you watched Live? Have you seen any of it a second?
No, because no disrespect to CW, but I don't watch any of that programming. So that was a bad move for them to switch up there.
I don't know what's on CW. What is on CW?
It's like, if that's the channel that used to have the old Superman show. Yeah, it was the old WB. So it was like Gilmore Girls and Seventh Heaven. I wasn't watching any of that stuff.
I haven't watched the WB since it had the frog. Remember the frog? The Warner Brothers frog?
This is the WB.
Yeah, that's the last time I saw the WB. And this is the child. I had another word for it. I had a word to put in front of child. I won't use it. This is the child of the old WB, the CW that I don't know nobody who watches that. Hey, good luck trying to figure that one out. And speaking of luck, I don't know if this guy needs luck. I think he is out of luck. I don't know what his NFL career will look like now that he's had this issue. It's Rashee Rice. The man turned himself in. I want you to take a listen to this, courtesy of Fox 4 in Dallas.
Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice turned himself in on felony charges related to a multi-car crash.
Police issued an arrest warrant for Rice and 21-year-old Teddy Knox yesterday after a hit-and-run crash on Central Expressway last month. SMU football announced it suspended Knox from the team. Police say Rice and Knox were driving the two supercars that caused a chain reaction wreck. Knox was in the black Corvette.
They said Rashee Rice was driving 115 miles per hour. This was a six-car wreck. He's driving 115 miles per hour in a Lamborghini. He posted bond. It cost him $40,000 to go out there and do so. And we haven't heard a peep, really, from the Kansas City Chiefs or the NFL yet. You know, typically, while he's under investigation, and by the way, he's facing 8 felony charges, you would think that they would suspend him and put him on leave. Nothing. And I get it. We can think about this from a football perspective. If there's one thing that the Kansas City Chiefs have been looking for, especially as Mr. Kelce continues to get older, hang out with Taylor Swift, I don't know if that's affecting him on the football field, they need a wide receiver. They do. I mean, in Rashee Rice, towards the end of the season, he started to emerge as that wide receiver one. He can't be a wide receiver if he's playing another position in prison. He can't. It's not going to happen. Thank God nobody was injured. Nobody was seriously hurt. And thank God nobody was killed. This could be worse. And who knows? They might tack on additional charges than the 8 felony counts that he is already facing. This may not end well for Rashee Rice. And if you have to think about this from a football perspective, when you're the Kansas City Chiefs, and I know this is a wide receiver rich draft, there's no guarantee that there's going to be a receiver sitting there for them at the back end of the first round that's going to fill in the blanks. This has some major football implications. But forget football for a second. When you think about life, how fast they were going in the daytime, it could have killed folks. I don't know. Maybe Rashee Rice needs to make a phone call to Henry Ruggs. If Henry Ruggs can accept the phone call, because damn it, we know that this man was driving under the influence, killed a woman, and sentenced to 3 to 10 years in state prison in Nevada. One day you're on the field, one day you're not free. You got to be careful with the choices that you make out here. It's the JR Sport Re-Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Yeah, Ipe Mizuhara, not the only guy in trouble. Nope, not at all. It's the Infinity Sports Network. When we come back on the other side, we're going to talk about somebody else that made a decision. Kentucky made a decision to hire Mark Pope. We'll get into it on the other side. Was this their first choice? The JR Sport Re-Show, the Infinity Sports Network. Don't move.